is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Monday. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Greatly appreciate your support this day. The president out tweeting early this morning, drain the swamp should be changed to drain the sewer. It's actually much worse than anyone ever thought, and it begins with the fake news, he tweeted just a few minutes ago. After 1 year of investigation with zero evidence being found, Chuck Schumer just stated the Democrats should blame ourselves, not Russia. Now, concerning the president's tweet here a couple of weeks ago, I wrote pretty much the same. Well, I've been writing the same thing and saying the same thing for some time, that he didn't realize how nasty the place was. You see, Donald Trump showed up with a shiny new stainless steel honey dipper, thinking he could drain the swamp, a honey dipper being the trucks that pump out septic tanks, right? Sewage. But his shiny new truck was woefully inadequate. No matter how many times he sucks out the waste and inhales the stench, and no matter how many times he recoils from the awful smell, it may never be enough to return Washington, D.C. to the sanitary conditions when it comes to circles of politics. As I have written before, and I'm quite sure I will pen again, Donald Trump had no idea how deep and dark the swamp was and is when he went in. The truth is, he had no idea what he was dealing with. Frankly, most of us have no idea how bad it really is. In fact, I'd suggest it's far more treacherous than anyone could have imagined. All that money, all that power, residing in a single place, everybody making deals. In an effort to make the next deal and the deal after that and the deal after that, and they're all guilty. Republicans and Democrats alike are all guilty. They're not doing what's best for you and I. I mean, they may try to head that way, but in order to get what's best for you and I, in their opinion, they have to sell something along the way. A little piece of their integrity gets sold along the way, because basically it comes down to one guy says, hey, I need this done. The other guy says, hey, I'll support you on this if you support me on the next thing I do. And they begin horse trading. And before you know it, they're in debt. All of them owe favors all over town. And now they owe favors all over town, it gets worse. It means that, you know, the integrity is gone. Unfortunately, that's where we are oftentimes today. And it's, like I said, not just Republicans, not just Democrats, it's everybody is in this cesspool, frankly. And they're all in bed with multinationals as well. These multinational corporations creating monopolies everywhere. We've never talked about that much, but that should be of grave concern to you as well, because when the multinationals are playing ball with the government, like the insurance companies did with Obamacare, the outcome is bad for you and I. And that's why they're all in a lather now, because when Donald Trump says, I'm going to dismantle NAFTA, it messes with the multinationals who are trying to create monopolies, not just in America, but elsewhere when it comes to different commodities, whether it's produce or farm goods, oil, timber, whatever it may be, whatever the product may be, the widgets from the farm to widgets and everything in between, trying to corner the market. So if you have a company in America that controls the orange crop, for example, then they go to Brazil and buy the biggest orange producer there, and they control that company, and go to Mexico and do the same thing and control that company. Before you know it, they control the world market for oranges. And therefore, they know if an American will pay $2 for an orange, and in Mexico they'll pay $1.50, and in Brazil they'll pay $1, they'll do what they can to maximize the sale of those oranges in all of those markets at peak pricing, which means if there's a bumper crop of oranges, you won't see much of a difference in price at your local grocery store in America, because it's fixed. because they've already determined that an American will pay $2. So instead of giving you a break, they'd rather dump those oranges in the ocean. Trust me on this. These multinationals, when they get in when they get under the covers with politicians, I can assure you they're not thinking about what's best for you and I. Here's something else that you should be looking at. The debt limit has never been used the way some Democrats are now hoping to use it against Republicans, and specifically President Donald Trump in the weeks to come. The statutory debt limit will need to be raised again, otherwise the nation would default on some of its loan obligations. It's never happened before. But this time the left sees the debt ceiling as a way to knock President Trump and his administration down, maybe permanently. It's a risky strategy, but some Democratic members of Congress, Democratic strategists, and of course their key allies in the national news media see the debt ceiling as a way to seal the fate of the current president. They're putting the pieces together and maybe going all in to destroy Trump. The thinking is, if they can allow the deadline to pass to raise the debt limit and then make the perfect reverse play to blame the Republicans and the administration, then Americans will turn against the White House and demand that Trump and his cohorts get out of the way. You see, they'll create, if the debt limit passes, the deadline to raise the debt ceiling passes, we would have an economic panic like you have never seen in this country, not in your lifetime. And economic warfare is what the left turns to traditionally, historically, and what it has used to push through radical changes to our nation. The Great Depression was worsened by the antics and behavior of the Roosevelt administration, not the other way around. It also gave the government a nearly unlimited license to run roughshod over the Constitution. The coming pandemonium would be amplified by the left to inflict the greatest damage to Republicans and gain the maximum control over citizens. The tried and true Marxist ideals of class warfare to be wrapped in the now common catchphrase of income inequality and delivered to the masses in the form of new regulations, new laws, and the promises this will never happen again because we are here fighting for working families and all the other things that they always say and never actually believe. The question is, will they have enough support for the radical financial attack on America to bring down their political opponents in the White House and on the right? And my guess is they just might. We'll find out in the next few weeks. Because that statutory debt limit comes in, what, August, September? But these are the rumors that I'm hearing behind the curtain. Democrats want to use that statutory debt ceiling, and fight over it, install it, and make sure a vote is never taken, but play their cards in such a way they can turn around and blame Donald Trump and the Republicans, leaving America in a financial crisis like we have never seen, and driving a stake through the heart of his presidency. Think about it. When we come back, Andrew Langer, the president for the Institute for Liberty here. We're going to talk about Don Jr. and Manafort and Kushner all going to testify behind closed doors. Good idea, bad idea, what comes from it. We'll talk to Andrew about that right after this on The Steve Gruber Show.